Fong is back. Hong Kong-based R&B singer-songwriter Khalil Fong is finally back with more music here. His new single is called Wukong. Wukong is, as in Sun Wukong, from the classic Journey to the West, one of the classic Chinese novels. And if you're not familiar with that story, it's essentially about this character, Sun Wukong. He is a monkey, also known as the Monkey King. He actually, to put it simply, he learned many forms of martial arts. He learned magic. He learned how to be an incredible warrior, but also a very good scholar. And then he got to the point where he decided that he was able to try and usurp heaven. And as a result of that, he was punished by Buddha and imprisoned underneath a mountain for 500 years. Now, he found his redemption by becoming a disciple of the monk Tang Sanzang. And they, together along with two other disciples, Pigsy and the Sand Friar, they journeyed to India to retrieve Buddhist scriptures. So this song is actually almost biographical in a way. He is reciting the Monkey King's story with this song, praising his abilities, his skills in martial arts, in magic, and his abilities as a warrior. In the lyrics, it actually says, "No matter what demons, I am unafraid. No evil will get the better of me." The Monkey King in literature is presented as almost being godlike. He is essentially invulnerable. He is strong. He is an expert fighter and an expert warrior. He has powerful magics. He's really become a symbol of power, but also of loyalty in his unwavering dedication to his master and to his brothers, essentially, his fellow disciples. He's a symbol of bravery, of honor. And with this song, the song itself kind of lends to that symbol, that kind of idea that this is a stronger, more aggressive song, very different from Khalil's usual style. It gives the impression that the Monkey King is a very strong entity. That's first up on Asian Wave 101, Khalil Fong with Wukong.
迹都看过，我每一步都很不错，特别是周星驰和某某为谁和谁都曾经演过的，就是喜剧那么就是那么幽默，还有一个幽默看着唐僧路过，我们的主角英雄还没料到自己心酸，才有一些私人问题，而且还没找到自尊，我们猜猜一定会找到一个月光宝盒，然后回到过去就像杰伦八度空间的歌。Whichever page you were on, this is a whole new chapter. See, I once was a king, and now I serve my master. My master is the master of self. He taught me how to master myself. My master is a servant of people, seeks to give strength to the feeble. It's gonna be a long, long journey, but I protect him from evil. Someday we'll find the wisdom, one day we'll carry the light.When we return to the kingdom, that we can end the fight. Then all the people will know, after laying eyes on the scroll. Then all the people will know, then all the people will know. Yeah. Yeah. Journey.
That was Khalil Fong with Wu Kong, the first single from his upcoming album, Journey. After 2 years, he is releasing a new full album. Until September, he will be releasing a single with a music video every single month. This is June's single, next one in July. Stay tuned for that. Actually, a quick fun fact. This year, 2016, is the Year of the Monkey, based on the Chinese lunar calendar. And since the Monkey King is, by all accounts, despite being this immortal, powerful being, he is a monkey. Sun Wukong is such a beloved figure within Chinese and East Asian culture and folklore that there's been a rise in media based on him just this year. There was an animated movie that came out, and a lot of these production companies are currently trying to get more projects off the ground involving the Monkey King in some capacity. So be on the lookout for that. Next up from Korea, I have Yoonha. She is a South Korean rock singer-songwriter, mostly known for her ballads. And she originally debuted in Japan in 2005, and she still performs in both countries. So some quick background on her. She developed an interest in Japanese television dramas. She started learning Japanese on her own, and she went to auditions in Korea to be a singer. However, the labels began turning her away, saying that even though she sang very well, they said that she was not pretty enough. Now, first off, that's just wrong. And it gives a little bit of insight into, the very superficial side of the Korean music industry. But that's it extends to music industries around the world. Her second single, Comet, which was released in Japan, actually reached number 12 on the charts in Japan. And she is the second Korean artist to break the Japanese top 20. The first being BoA. She is the second. Yoonha is the second. She debuted in Korea in 2007. And the song from her that I have today is actually very, very new. It's called Get It. It's a collaboration with Yenny of Wonder Girls performing as, she performs under a very strange name these days. If I'm not mistaken, it's pronounced Hot Felt. And it also features Cheetah, the winner of Unpretty Rap Star Season 1. The song was composed and written by Yenny. It's a girl power anthem, yelling at a cheating man, asserting their control over him. They know that he's a cheater, and they're telling this cheater McCheaterson, this cheating boyfriend, that he better start begging for mercy. Stylistically, this song is actually very hard to classify. It's not a ballad. It's not really hip-hop or R&B. And it feels kind of retro. Now, in the appearances on this song, in the performing aspect, Yoonha sings first. She has a sort of lower and stronger voice. Yenny's voice is a little bit higher when she sings, and Cheetah does the rap portions. Let's check it out. Yoonha with Yenny and Cheetah, Get It.
Watch out, 알려줄게 네 말은 앞뒤가 전혀 맞질 않아
no, 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 no.
조금도 같질 않아
no, 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 no.
좋게 말할 때 이미 냄새가
yeah.
솔직히 털어놓고 back for mercy
yeah.
그만 굴려 장머리 back for mercy
sorry, sorry, sorry.
그만 굴려 장머리 just back for mercy 굴려봐야 돌머리
그렇겠지 그렇겠지 그럼 됐지
무서워 넌 아직까지는 귀여워 좀만 더 하면 지겨워 누나 화나면 무서워 알아듣겠지 넌 가만히 있었는데 걔들이 꼬리를 살랑살랑 흔들어댔지 넌 그냥 살짝 혹했지 아이고 이제 와 Back for mercy,
yeah.
다 보여 네 속이.
Back
for mercy.
다
보여 네 속이. Just back for mercy. 키워 키워 개소리. 내가 제일 귀여워 난 네 머리 위 좋게 말할 때 어서 귀여워 뭐 미리 경고하는데 너 계속 그러면 누나 열받아 머리 그만 굴려 You think you're mobile? 네 생각 다르여
Catch me if you can
Boy, I'm Frank Abagnale 지치 말고 예쁘게 따라와 그럼 모히또 가서 몰디브 한 잔 딱 10초 준다 무서워 넌 아직까지는 귀여워 좀만 더 하면 지겨워 누나 화나면 무서워 알아듣겠지
That was Get It by Yoonha and Yenny of Wonder Girls and Cheetah. I don't think you ever want these ladies mad at you. To the gentlemen that date them in the future, don't mess up, boy! Moving on, also from South Korea, we have EXO, South Korean boy band EXO, now down to 9 members from their original 12. No more Chris, and no more Luhan, no more Tao. It's their new single, or one of their new singles, Monster, from their latest effort, their 3rd full-length studio album, Exact. It's a love song, but a very aggressive love song. They're talking about this love that they have for this girl that has transformed them, made them unrecognizable because they are still so in love, and it's almost asking to be accepted as a monster. Let me just read you some of the lyrics, some of the translation lyrics from the rap portion of this song. Enjoy the pain that you're able to endure, fall deeper inside, I'll play with you however I want, play inside my hands. So it's getting a little bit questionable there, but I think this is the lyrics honestly are quite open to interpretation. Kenzie, one of SM's most prolific songwriters, helped compose this track, and she also wrote the lyrics alongside Deep Flow, who is an underground rapper in South Korea. Stylistically, this song is kind of that new age trap and R&B fusion style that the kids all like these days. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. EXO, Monster.
Yeah. 네 삶을 다 뒤집어 버리는 게 I'm sorry you made me so crazy you know you do
yeah 모두 날 두려워해 so I'm untouchable man 근데 내 진심은 왜 결국에 날 커버 못해 숨어서 쳐보다가 깜짝 놀라지 내게 난 티놈이 같은 난 내 존재의 일부 날 그대로 받아들여 너의 두려움 걱정은 접어두려 네가 견딜만한 고통을 누려 더 깊이 빠져들어 널 맘대로 가지고 놀아 내 손에서 맘껏 놀아 도망가지 마난 영원히 맴돌아
You can call me monster
I'm defeating your heart yeah.
Powerful, motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
If only I could dream we could start again.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. So before the break, we heard EXO's Monster. As mentioned, the lyrics were written by an underground rapper called Deep Flow. Now, this time around, I thought that the rap was actually very well done. The song actually benefited from having a person who knows hip-hop, who knows how to write, I guess, a proper rap. We have in Korean music a lot of times it's idols who don't necessarily understand hip-hop, and then they're thrown into a group, they're told to be the rapper in the group, but they never contribute lyrics of their own. And people who do write their lyrics for them, oftentimes they're not rappers themselves either. So we don't have essentially great raps coming from idols. In fact, this time, having those lyrics, the lyrics were a lot better this time around, and the delivery actually is very reminiscent of Deep Flow's flow. It was delivered kind of how he would usually deliver his own rhymes. And I guess, again, it benefited, this song benefited from having that that input from an underground rapper. So actually, I have a guest in the studio with me today. Say hi to everybody.
Sup? I'm Rachel. What's up? Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Now, I know that you've done some stuff with Soul Sandwich in the mm-hmm. past. So, needless to say, I think we can call you a hip-hop connoisseur.
Okay, call me away. That's actually on my business card right under the tag of Rachel.
Very nice. So, after hearing everything that we just talked about, actually, what is your experience with, I guess, the more popish side of Asian music?
Popish side of Asian music? You know, to be honest, I've never really... I don't think I pay a lot of attention to, like, K-pop, but I have heard... you know, in passing, because I have a lot of friends who are fans of it. And it's oftentimes it sounds quite catchy, but the thing I struggle with the most is, because I don't understand Korean, I never, like, it's really hard for me to get into the music, because I'm like, you sound great, but I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's really interesting, Steve, that you brought out that point about how the song actually got D-Flo, who's a hip-hop artist, I'm assuming, to write the lyrics for it. But at the same time, I can't appreciate the lyricism, because I'm like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And when you think about hip-hop, you think about things in rhymes and wordplay and sort of that lyricism and those clever ways that rappers incorporate references and the way they play with words. And that's why I appreciate hip hop and rap in English so much, because I understand those references and I understand the wordplay and like the double entendres that exist. But I find that with this song, because I don't understand the language, I don't know that I can necessarily appreciate the rap as much as I'd like to. Like, if I understood Korean, I'd probably listen to Korean hip hop too, but I don't. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Do you understand Korean, Steve? I don't know.
Bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find listening to like hip hop in another language?
At that time, it's like you're almost listening to it to see how well they flow. You're not listening to it for the lyricism. You could read translated lyrics, of course, but then, you know, a lot of stuff gets lost in translation. That's really the case. And
for sure,
you listen to kind of how they crafted, you listen to the words, and then sure, you might be getting the direct meaning of the words, but you're not really understanding how, just how clever it really is, just how they've actually played with it in it to make it kind of like, we bring in the conventions of hip hop writing, the metaphors, the puns and the punchlines,
exactly,
all that,
yeah.
Right? But I can appreciate it. Yeah, that's something that I get a lot of, and that's something that I've dealt with listening to Korean hip hop, not speaking a whole lot of Korean myself, but you know, I can appreciate it. Yeah. And in terms, speaking of appreciation though, earlier we actually, you popped in briefly and you said that you really liked Khalil Fong. That was the first track that we had today.
Yeah. I you know, actually, I feel like I don't have official authority to speak on this that much, because I only know like one song that I really like by him, but I really like him. I like him that much to be very excited even just hearing another track. I really enjoyed that track, and I think I was freaking out because you were talking about Soo-Hong, and like I grew up watching a bunch of like Asian dramas related to him and cartoons, and it was really cool to just have like a nostalgic piece of my childhood and this like really new and cool song that Khalil's doing. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's something that, yeah, that's yeah, childhood. You mentioned childhood. That is a piece of I think a lot of people who have grown up in a Chinese household,
yeah,
learn, you know, whether it was being read the story by your parents or watching those shows like Journey to the West, like
yes.
I don't know, like maybe there's thousands of those
like interpretations and like
yeah,
different ways of doing it.
Yeah, but if I may say so myself, the one that was released in the 80s, it was the one done in Mandarin. It was a mainland show.
Oh, okay.
But it was the one released, I believe, in 1986. That was the one that really kind of brought that story to a wider audience. Mm-hmm. That was the show that actually got dubbed into different languages, got syndicated around the world, and yeah, that was the one. It was a live action one too, so
yeah,
there was a lot that went into that show, and we could talk about that for ages. But I think that's a conversation for another day, though.
I would agree, but that's good. It was a good snippet.
Yeah, but I do have to ask then, what's your experience with Chinese music?
Chinese music, you know what? Growing up, my dad and my mom listened to a bunch of old school, like, Hong Kong music. And it's hilarious because I just know the oldies and I have no idea. I barely have any exposure to the modern music that's being done in Hong Kong now. And the things that I've gleaned upon have never been super appealing to me. But I know, like, for example, I know, like, Kowloon Hong Kong, which is the cheesiest song about Kowloon Hong Kong. And I know that song almost by heart. If I heard it, I would be able to sing along. But I don't know any of, you know, new Chinese music, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, as someone who grew up speaking Cantonese, I think it's also almost limited in some ways when I get to listen to music because I don't completely understand the lyricism that goes on. I can understand conversational pieces, but with certain songs, I have trouble. So, yeah, that's my experience with listening to Chinese music.
Yeah, I grew up, I didn't necessarily grow up with a lot of Chinese music, but, you know, it was played around the house, I'd say. But maybe this could be your first, I guess, taste of the new age stuff that's coming out. It's a song from Taiwan, but it's by a Malaysian singer called Jess Lee. It's from her new album, Love Storm. In Mandarin, the song is called Ni Gan Wo Jiu Gan, which translates roughly to kind of like, I dare you. It's a very challenging song. Not challenging in that it's hard to take in, but it's like it's almost like presenting a challenge to another person. She's calling on a man to show that he loves her, to dedicate himself to her, and if he can do that, then she can love him back, essentially. Wow. No matter how they end up, they're saying that they're going to take a chance. And the lyrics are actually pretty abstract. In terms of composition, though, this song is stronger. It's not a ballad track, or at least not the conventional ballad track. And it really fits with her voice. It really creates a good listening experience. That's coming up next. And after that, we'll have Deep Pride with Lifted on Asian Wave 101.
Oh, so let me act up. Back up, tell him I'm a threat this year. Yeah, rep a coast, but I'd rather rep a hemisphere. Feel the feeling though, I know it's in your veins. Come and bring it, girls, catch a little fade. You know I'm here if you need that break to turn to. I know you got work, forget your curfew. Cause you can stay up, up. Let me raise this roof that we be under when the street lights come on until the sun come up. If they do it like us, know that we can do it better. I know the party started when I entered, so tell them.
I can't turn you all the way up. If you like it to, yeah, let me do it.
They hear the sound, we're around. Even when they tell you turn it down, I want you to pull up, chill out, and get lifted, get lifted, yeah. Like I'm Biggie on that Brooklyn flow. Yeah, they staring at me, I'm like, hey, know what you looking for? They tell me that I changed because my cockiness is overdub. When that beat switch up, I feel just like a million dollar bitches holla, plus my click, we keep it drilling. If they do it like us, know that we can do it better. I know the party started when I entered, so tell them
I can turn you all the way up. If you like it to, yeah, let me do it.
That was Jess Lee with I Dare You, and after that we had Deep Ride, Toronto-based hip-hop artist, with Lifted from his 2013 EP Canal in Richvale, showing off his rapping and singing ability. He dropped the D from his name, now he's just Pride, saying that it rolls off the tongue a lot better. We'll hear more from him later. Now it is once again that time of the week when we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. So first off, from South Korea, the label confirms that 4MINUTE is disbanding. Representatives of Cube Entertainment have confirmed that the members of girl group 4MINUTE have decided to disband. The contracts for each of the five members will be ending in mid-June. So far, only member Hyuna has decided to renew her contract. The remaining four, Gayun, Sohyun, Jiyun, and Jihyun, are reportedly still in negotiations, deciding whether or not they will remain with Cube Entertainment. Their official statement says, due to the different opinions of the members, for all intents and purposes, the group will disband. 4MINUTE is ceasing activities as a group after 7 years performing together. Now, if I may just take a moment and talk about a little bit of a joke that is thrown around the Korean entertainment industry. This group has been referred to by many fans of Korean music as Hyuna and her backup dancers, both as a joke and in a highly derogatory sort of way. So I'm going to ask my guest Rachel really quickly, what is your interpretation of that joke?
My interpretation of I feel like that's just sort of this idea where it's like there's a team carry in this sort of music group, and one person does all the work in sort of, you know, all the fans love her, and like she does most of the singing and she does most of the dancing, and like people know the group by that lead person. I'm sorry, I don't know the name. that you said.
Hyuna.
Everybody knows the group by Hyuna and, like, oh, all these other girls. I'm not sure what their name is. And it's, like, the same idea when you think about, like, oh, Coldplay. I know Chris Martin and then, like, those other dudes who play the thing. Or, like, Maroon 5. And it's, like, Adam Levine and those other guys. And, like, Beyonce when they had Destiny's Child. My sister was actually telling me about how, like, she was listening to Destiny's Child old music. And it was literally Beyonce singing with some backup singers. So that's how I would interpret it, is that sort of one really likable member of the group, and, like, they kind of do all the work in some ways in terms of, like, fan involvement and also performance, and people kind of just forget about the other people in the group.
Well, that is, I can say that's part of the truth, but, you know, Hyuna is, she was very much, she was promoted a whole lot by her label.
Right.
And she, you know, considering the fact that she's really not that great of a singer, I'm sorry to say, she's actually really not that great of, she's really, you know, she's really not that great of a singer, but then, like, she was getting so many lines. She was the one who was approached to do solo projects, even though she's by far not the best vocalist in the group. I guess you could kind of see this as being the other girls are just getting fed up. Like, they don't want to live in her shadow anymore, and it's time to break out of that. And I mean, I guess that's understandable. They've had 7 years of this now. So
right.
Since 2009. But yeah, that's our speculation. That's kind of our viewpoints here. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily know what's going on in their minds, what exactly is going on between them and their labels. It could be conflicts over anything else, really. But it could be any cause, or maybe they've decided that they can end it here and on good terms because they've outgrown the group. You never really know. But yeah, anyway, up next, though, I thought I would do a bit of a review, because last week I talked about how the web series Yuzoe was doing so well in China. When it was released in late May, it had been reported that there was, I think, about 100 million clicks on that first season. So this week I'm going to do a continuation of what we talked about last week, because the second season is out now and I've had a chance to actually watch it. I've had a chance to go through the episodes and see how it's been doing, and it's a good show. It's a good show. But I also mentioned last week that what they're doing is very, what the producers of the show are doing is very different from the usual stuff in Chinese television. Because in Chinese television, anybody who watches those dramas will know about this. It's usually 36 to 45 episodes for each show. They film them all, and then they release them all, and then it's usually broadcast, at least the primetime stuff, it's broadcast every day at a certain time, and then the entire show just runs until it's over. And then that's the end of the story. In Chinese shows, it's also kind of one big story. It's just one big story, and every single episode is kind of a chapter within that story. But whereas you see Western TV shows, you get, let's say, a dozen episodes for a season. Every single episode is its own little story, essentially. Then they release that season, they make the new one, they release the new season, then rinse and repeat. So they're following that in the sense that they're releasing this in seasons, but everything is still one big story. Now, Rachel, you have not seen this,
mm-mm,
but what are your thoughts on kind of this format that they're going with?
You know, growing up, I watched a lot of Hong Kong dramas and TVB dramas, and I would get really caught up in the sort of 30 episodes. And there was always, I feel like with so many episodes, there was always a sense of, oh, you're just going to end the story there? That's it? That's all you're doing? And, you know, hearing this episode format that you're talking about, I feel like it would give the show so much more sustainable life, let's say. And I think it gives the producers and the writers so much more chance to elaborate on the story and create more with characters that people may become invested in. And there's not a sense of, oh, after 30 episodes, we, like, lose all of this and we had to, you know, reestablish our feelings for different fictional characters watching another series. And that's really interesting, because especially given that that's the usual format, is that the 30 episode format, and you release them all in a lot of Chinese and Hong Kong media, I think it's really interesting to see something that's completely different, and I think people appreciate that, as it sounds like you do.
Yeah, it's it really lends well to that storytelling, and I think this is a very clever marketing tactic too. 100 million clicks, let's assume that all of those are unique for the first season, then these people who saw that show are going to tell their friends are going to watch, and then they're going to tell some more friends,
mm-hmm,
and then it's just going to get more and more traffic, and
yeah,
it's it's become this big thing that's kind of blowing up. And I think web series almost are the future, I guess, this kind of idea that they're going for. And it seems like they may have hit upon something special. They may have kind of created, they may have, I guess, found that sweet spot between kind of like the two worlds, the Chinese television world and then the American television world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think if they can keep going with that, then sky's the limit, honestly.
It's going to be golden.
Yeah. Could be great. But anyway, that's it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Back live on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Thank you so much to Rachel for coming on to the show and offering some great insight into some of the stuff that we talked about this week. So up next, we got Pride, formerly known as Deep Pride, with Nuff Said off his latest effort, I Don't Belong Here. So this release has been called the album before the album, which will lead up to his next upcoming album, the Russell LP. So Pride's real name is Russell Lantino, and there's still not too many details about this upcoming album that's available at this time. But let's check out this next track, Nuff Said.
But some people be treating me like a god, so this a new god flow, bringing squad, oh, PD Pablo, freak a league when we slide through. They just wanna tell me that I'm falling off. I don't really know what kind of drugs y'all been on. Lately, I just got my money stacking wall to wall, and that is freak women singing like na 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 na. We ain't gotta talk about clout, we ain't gotta talk about fashion, we ain't gotta talk about imaginary money you got or what you did, homie. This is not back then. Shit, I'm still rolling till the wheels fall off. Don't know why you're thinking that you still pop off. Don't know why you're thinking that I'm really gonna hurt your career, cause I came up here to kill all y'all. Yeah, I ain't gotta translate that, they already understand it. God damn it, we did it now, ain't nothing more that I say. Anytime you talking shit, just say that shit to my face. I ain't with that fighting shit, there's too much money to make. That's my fam around the way. Fuck you, bitch, I be trying to get paid.
Nuff said, nuff said.
Freak hoes in it. What in the world is in his head? What he got in his head? I got plenty of thoughts of getting this wop, and I ain't gonna let a little bitch in the picture just try to switch up the digits. And I just really need a crib with a fool in it. Fuck a boundary, I'm taking it to new limits. Oh, sorry, who it is? I got new digits. Yeah, I'm flexing on him, I don't even do fitness. Baby, I just wanna see tits.
Yup.
Why you steady throwing mad fits?
Why?
Here's a message for some little kids in my hometown. Hey, and please get off my Toronto ass dick. I ain't really gotta talk to flex. I'm trying to ball with checks better than anyone you call the best. You can call me what you want, but don't call collect. Word to Wayne, we see your respect. I ain't coming here to make too many friends. These are all my friends. Keep watch, homie, guard your neck. I'm
say. Anytime you talking shit, just say that shit to my face. I ain't with that fighting shit, there's too much money to make. That's my fam around the way. Fuck you, bitch, I be trying to get paid.
No said, no said.
Enough said by Pride. He's really transformed as an artist, becoming more dynamic and his rhymes still sharp as ever. He took a break from the music after he lost his mother, who passed away in April 2015. My condolences to you and your family, Pride. Keep doing what you do, and everybody else, keep supporting Canadian musicians, Canadian artists, just like we love doing here at CITR 101.9 FM. So we're actually running a bit short of time. We got to talking, and we kind of forgot about the music aspect of the show. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Surprises are what keeps everything interesting. Isn't that right? So for the next song, I'm going to play one last track from you, something I guess you could call it a bit more funky. This one is coming from South Korea. It's by Haze featuring Dean. Haze of Unpretty Rap Star Season 2 fame, and Dean, who is a rising R&B star in South Korea. They have a song called Shut Up and Groove. And this one is just a very celebratory, very fun song, just talking about enjoying those nights where you're kind of just carefree, not really thinking about the things that you normally would be concerning yourself with. It's all about just having fun and forgetting your troubles just for a little bit, even if it's just for one night. So Haze being having appeared on Unpretty Rap Star, and it's very safe to assume that she is a rapper, which she is, and she does a very good job. But on this song, she's actually predominantly, she's singing more than she is rapping. And her voice actually is a lot better than what you'd usually expect from rappers, because not all rappers, are great singers. And Dean, of course, coming in with his very soulful, very low sort of vocals and just complimenting this track even further. So we're going to end off with that. And then that will unfortunately be it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Sorry I didn't have as much music. I have music to be played, but I'm very sorry that we weren't able to really get to that. But coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots. Daniel's coming in here, and he's got actually a very pleasant surprise planned for you, so definitely stay tuned for that. If you have any requests for me, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, then be sure to let me know, asianwave101@gmail.com. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me this week, and I will talk to you next time with more music, I promise. Take care. Haze and Dean to play us out. Take care.
Oh, no, no, no.
밤 12시에 집을 가던 안 가던 떡볶이로 새끼를 채우건 말건 내 강아지가 잘 지내건 말건 신경 꺼줘 내버려둬 갑자기
Go 덮치고 그냥 groove 흘러가는 대로 넘어가 굳이 말 안 해도 돼 Go away
지루한 거 듣기 가복해
너가 다
센치한 것 같아 아무래도 망가지고
Everything's gonna be okay 공감 안 되는 사랑 노래 가사들 불행하지 않아도 원하도 행복하지 않은 그런 날들 벗어나고 싶어 사랑 아님이 별 왜 모든 걸 입어봐 빈지 다른 걸 보고 싶어 이 거리 위 미친 척하고 달리다 보면 나올지 몰라
Oh shit 닥치고 그냥 groove
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
But I wanna show you off. Can't keep this undercover.